Rob Schneider slams totalitarian crap. Free speech is all speech, even what we find repugnant. By Jerome Hudson on November 22, 2019. Actor Rob Schneider issued a fiery pro-free speech screed and slammed the ever-growing social media-driven trend of what he called totalitarian crap. That being people's need to have other people deciding for us what to think, see or hear. Sorry to have to repeat this again. Free speech is all speech. Even the speech that you find repugnant. You are either for all of it or you are for none of it, Rob Schneider said. We don't need people deciding for us what to think, see or hear. That's a load of totalitarian crap. Indeed, it was just a couple months ago when Schneider railed against the woke cooperate honchos over at NBC who fired comedian Shane Gillis from Saturday Night Live before he ever appeared on the long-running sketch comedy show. After old jokes of Gillis were promoted by leftist activists on social media. As a former SNL cast member, I am sorry that you had the misfortune of being a cast member during this era of cultural unforgiveness where comedic misfires are subject to the intolerable inquisition of those who never risk bombing on stage themselves, said Schneider, an SNL alum. Rob Schneider's latest public stand for free speech comes on the heels of aging rocker Neil Young deleting his Facebook for what he called the company spreading false information regularly supplied to the public, and actor Sacha Baron Cohen blasting Facebook, Google, and Twitter for giving hate groups a platform and for spreading fake news. Think about it. Facebook, YouTube and Google, Twitter and others, they reach billions of people. The algorithms these platforms depend on deliberately amplify the type of content that keeps users engaged. Stories that appeal to our baser instincts and that trigger outrage and fear. Cohen said earlier this week in speech at an Anti-Defamation League event. Neil Young's knickers were knotted, specifically, over Facebook's decision to sponsor a Federalist Society annual gala last week, which featured a speech from Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. It was his first public speech since taking the seat on the High Court just over a year ago. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the best-selling book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter at Jerome E. Hudson.